my friend. This is episode number 7 of this new season of my podcast, The Abs Coach, teaching you how to master your high vibe. And on this episode, precisely, I'm going to give you 3 vital tips to do just that. How do you have high vibe? What is high vibe for you? What does it look like to have high vibe? I wonder what everyone thinks of this, but I feel that it's a high that is natural and that comes naturally to you every day because you are building on the habits that you have. And that's why I say habits that are vital for me, that work for me, work for my students, and I want to teach you how. And especially, I'll just tell you what has impacted me the most. And it's number one, first and foremost, mindset. Everybody talks mindset, and there's so many books that you can read, as well as blogs, as well as any kind of social media posts that you may see in the self-development world is going to have some kind of recommendation to manage your mind. And what has worked for me the most lately is to actually coach myself and to have my own coaches every week. That's why I offer you a weekly coaching session so that you can also realize what you're thinking that may be hurting you, that may be lowering your vibe instead of raising it. And what is a high vibe? We could say high vibrations are all about love and all about gratitude, right? And the low vibrations are about sadness, anger, resentment, you know, those that we don't want to get into, like guilt, like shame. Shame is like the worst feeling, maybe. It's super low vibe. But you know what? All of our feelings are super important, which is what I'm learning to embrace. And it's a matter of lifting ourselves up when we're down, no matter what is going on. And that is, my friend, one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself is to know how to bring yourself up no matter what brings you down. It's like you can go from discouragement to encouragement. And I want to help you do just that. I can talk to you and give you a pep talk for an hour, and maybe you'll still be down, or you'll still like, oh yeah, her energy's contagious. This is what most people say. It's like, oh, Monica, you just make me smile. Oh, you just make me want to exercise. You motivate me. You excite me. You nourish my soul, and so many compliments that I get. I've also talked to you about the criticisms that I get. You can check out that very heart-based podcast episode, as most of them are, but you know, I really talked about the negative things and the negative feedback that I get as well as the positive. So it's like, okay, if life is negative and positive, how can we be high vibe most of the time? And I'll give you an example. Let's say I focus on something not being right, okay? This person did this that I consider wrong, and I focus on that person's wrongdoings. Guess what? I'm gonna lower my vibe, because if I think that, then I'll not feel good about myself either. Not because it's like when people try to bring you down, I don't think it takes them up at all, but it's just like a thought of the ego that, you know, if we make somebody look bad, then they'll look good, you know? It's like if we say something bad about somebody, then we'll be superior. And that is something that I avoid at all costs, because guess what? We all judge, and we all judge ourselves, don't we? So it's like one of those underlying thoughts that have hurt us, most of us. You know, we all have childhood wounds and things from the past that maybe are hurting us right now, but we become aware of them with coaching. When you realize, uh-oh, what am I thinking that's making me feel so bad, or making me feel so discouraged, or just, you know, so low energy or low vibe? Why am I not feeling high energy and high vibe like Monica? And it's because maybe the thought that is running your life or your day or your moment right now is something that is not serving you. So I would say get rid, but they're going to come up anytime. It's like the weeds. Like, I'm doing grounding in this moment. I'm actually sitting in my white bikini. I love my white bikini. On the grass, I'm actually squatting, like what I say, ASS to the grass, that I recommend as a very important mobility exercise or movement or functional something that we got to do more often and more of is to actually be squatting. But anyway, I'm grounding, I'm squatting, I'm doing all the things, and I'm talking to you from the heart about really, why did I get a little, because also my dog was came here and, you know, he did his thing right in front of me. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to move. And then when I move, I could do a bear walk. I could do a typical, like a frog walk. I could do a cat walk. You know, I could do my mobility exercises as I talk to you, which is great, you know, because this is the way I am designing my life. I have designed and I'm still designing my life. Because I want to have what I want to have. It's like my desires to have a peaceful life. And even though there's noise in the background, yes, there is. You know, I'm focusing on my birds, going to the bird feeder. I'm going to give them bananas for the bluebirds. And, you know, I love my birds and I love my dogs. And I was talking to someone last night and they're like, you really love your nature. You really love your zen. You know, I get a lot of those comments. But anyway, enough about me. The point is that when you have a negative thought about somebody else, which we all do, by the way, okay, don't feel bad about that. Let's not put the shame and the guilt on top of what's already happening, which is you're having a negative thought about somebody. For instance, let's see, am I going to give you an example in my life or not? I said enough about me. So, okay, let's say you're thinking, okay, that person did not treat me the way I expected. Okay. Okay, you're right. You're justified to have that thought. And maybe you're absolutely right. But now, the question is it serving you? Because that thought, that person did not treat me well, guess what? Leads to the feeling of maybe justified, but mostly mad, right? How do you feel when somebody didn't treat you right? You could be angry, mad, frustrated, discouraged. I keep saying that word because I know there's a lot of discouraged people in the world, and I want to encourage you to be high vibe most of the time. And that's why I'm here, you know, giving you my enthusiasm, because there's nothing more valuable than being enthusiastic in life. Did you know that? Ogbandino said that, and it's more valuable than money is to have enthusiasm, which also means being with God. So, you know, with the enthusiasm that characterizes me, that I actually build on, that I actually practice, okay, just like the discipline. It's not like, oh, I was born with it and, you know, therefore I don't have to do anything. No. Default thinking occurs, like I explained on my last episode on organizing our life. You know, we have a tendency to just do the bare minimum to be comfortable and not to do the hard things, like maybe move or maybe get out of your comfort of your desk and actually go out to your yard or to the park, take your shoes off and do what I'm doing right now, which feels so good. And it really, really centers you. It stabilizes you. It even lowers your blood pressure if you have those problems. Okay, I'm going to talk to you on tip number two about that. And just in general, it just makes you feel super good. So anyway, let's say you have that thought about that person who, let's say I have had people who have betrayed me, and that did not feel good at all. And yes, the facts are the facts, and I consider betrayal to be when you trust somebody with something and then they use it against you, that kind of thing. So anyway, we could go to court and we could define it as betrayal, and that's why it's a circumstance, and it's something that I can't change, because I can't change the person, even if the person was my friend. So, you know, you feel resentful. That's a typical one. Okay, so that person did me wrong, therefore I feel resentful, or you feel resentful. And when you're resentful, guess what? You don't feel like exercising, you lower your vibe, you don't have your back, you are in this process of maybe spinning, ruminating, maybe you're thinking bad about the person. And in my case, I have looked for all the evidence. This is what I've done for years. When those bad things have happened to me, whether it was an ex-boyfriend or an ex-friend, you know, or ex-somebody, maybe even of the family, they did something wrong to me. And of course, then I got the boundaries and then I took actions. But that was from another energy of shifting my thoughts. So this is really important. I'm spending more time on this tip because I consider it the basic one, the most vital thing to do to actually go from where you are to where you want to be, which is usually positive, right? Don't we all want to be cheerful and looking at the sun come out and looking at the skies blue and just being grateful for where we are and where we're going, which is so exciting, I consider. Anyway, so when I'm in that resentment, I don't know, I guess it happens to all humans. So if you're human like I am, then you must have felt or are feeling maybe or will feel at some point resentment because that person was not nice to you. And therefore, you're going to be looking for all the evidence of how they wronged you in the past or in the future or in right now. It's like you're going to be looking for everything that goes along with that thought, because that thought is true. That thought is that person did wrong to me, so therefore that person is bad. Let's look for all the reasons why I hate this person, and then you're going to be hating on them. And guess what? The result of all that overthinking about the wrongs that person did, guess what? Are you going to hurt who? Are going to hurt the person or are going to hurt you? They're going to hurt you, my friend. Unfortunately, I am so feeling it for you because I know I've been there. It's a not a good feeling. It's an shitty feeling. It's like, it's not a good place to be. And it really hurts our results, because the result of that they wronged you is that you are being wronged to yourself and you are hurting yourself. Okay. That is the point. So we want to be shifting, and yes, we could do this gradually. In coaching, we take what we call ladder steps. Okay, this is a coach from the Life Coach School, what's her name, Kara Lowenthal, who did this presentation in which you can have intermediate thoughts, okay? But because the thought has to be believable, it has to be real. It's like, I really think this person, you know, hit me or hurt me, and it's true, right? It feels real to your body. It feels real. Okay. You can't just say, oh, life is gorgeous and beautiful if you don't feel that. Or that person is amazing and you know, couldn't hurt me ever. Or I really trust this person. No, you don't have to think that, not even about that person. But let's say we shift the thoughts, and I'll give you an example. In my case, for me, it's really easy for me to shift the thought to, I now have the possibility of creating new friends. In fact, you're my new friend, okay? I can have friends online. I can have friends in person. I can meet friends in all the apps. I have all the possibilities of meeting friends. And so one of the thoughts that I like is like, I'm creating new friends now. Yeah, I'm meeting new amazing people that could be my friends. Those thoughts, guess what? They make me excited. They make me feel really hopeful, and it's just a positive feeling. It's like, oh, I'm enthusiastic. Okay, enthusiasm, there we go. Why? Just because I thought something different. It's like, oh, I can make new friends. All right, so I'm enthusiastic now. And when you're enthusiastic, guess what? You actually go to the apps or go to the places, you meet people, you smile, you are, you know, wanting to get new associations in your life, for business, for life, for your dates, or for, I don't know if you're married or you have a significant other right now, for your family. I mean, you have kids or parents that you're taking care of. I mean, whatever situation you're in, but you can still connect with new people. And I love the internet because you may not be touching them, and touch is so important. Of course it is. Okay, and even I can recommend many things, including coconut oil, massaging your feet before you go to bed, which is something that I started doing. It's so good, because maybe from being bare feet, I was getting calluses, being kept bare feet all day. And I'm like, no, let's take care of my beautiful feet. And, you know, I'm kind to myself. I say kind things to myself. So no matter what anyone thinks and says of me, I'm still being kind, you see? So the kind thought is like, I can get new friends and I'm enthusiastic. And what do? I go on the apps. I don't beat myself up. I don't criticize other people. I don't focus on the people that wronged me. I focus on my new friends and the new possibilities of creating new relationships, okay? And that feels amazing. And that, guess what? It, instead of lowering my vibe as the past thought, that new thought actually raises my vibe. So now I feel high vibe. I'm grateful for the people I have, and I'm grateful for the people that I'm meeting. And I do think that humans are amazing. Okay, no matter what they do, they don't all have to be vegans, Monica. They don't all have to be like you. They don't all have to love nature and love kids and love the infinite possibilities of the universe and be like in your kind of crazy happy space, you know, I embrace all people. And guess what? I'll give you a secret. I never remember ever looking at people's skin color as any different. Get it? It's like sometimes when, like, what color are you? When people ask me, or I don't know, I don't care about color. What color are you? I don't even think about that. What I mean is that, you know, I let people be who they are. Okay. And that's important. And that's interesting. And I love people in general. So yeah, there you have it. That's the number one tip for me. But I'll give you the two other ones that I wrote down to be high vibe. Okay. Just because I have them written down. Otherwise, I'd end the episode right here. And I don't have to make long episodes, do I? And you'll tell me, please do DM me at Monica Sancio on Instagram and tell me what you like the most. And yes, please leave a five-star review. Excuse me. I don't know if I was hesitating because it's like a little embarrassing for me to ask you. But if you do, let me know. DM me on Insta at Monica Sancio. Also, Monica Power 1 on TikTok, and you know, just let me know what you like the most so that I can serve you better, and you can get on my list at monicasancio.com, and you know, let's talk, let's email each other, maybe we can be friends. So anything is possible. All right, let's go for tip number two, and thank you so much in advance for that five-star review. I would really love it. It would help other people to find my podcast. Okay, number two. Please, right now I just picked up some flaxseed sprouts that I have here in my yard because I spread some flax seeds thinking that the birds would eat them, but nope, they didn't. So now I have like a bunch of sprouts that are beautiful, and I'm gonna about to eat it. Eat greens, detox. I have some cilantro, which gets rid of all the heavy metals in your body, practically, including arsenic and lead. And many things. I'm going to be talking about detox. In fact, that's like the email that I'm sending tomorrow. So if you're listening, oh wait, this is going to be scheduled for another day. Sorry. But anyway, ask me about that episode and that email about detox, because I'm going to give you the foundations and the scientific references of what is best for detoxing. But definitely do your best to not take any meds. Don't take any medications. In fact, one of the high vibe definitions that I found on the internet at DuckDuckGo, where I love to search without being surveilled, is that high vibe means being like high energy, positive, cheerful. I'll look it up in a bit because I'm coming in the house again, and let's see, let's get our jumpsuit on, and maybe I'll wear these pants because I'm a little chilly here. It just feels so good to be outside. Anyway, okay, Monica, focus. You don't have to tell them all the details that you're drinking this kind of tea, which is kind of lila, by the way, and I'm sitting at the computer, and I'm going to read what I wrote as tips. And also, I'm curious to check out the high vibe definitions that I found. I think in the Urban Dictionary, I like that definition. So I'll probably share it with you right now. The fact is, the less medications you take, the better. So really be careful about going to doctors and taking the medical route. I have cried on this podcast in previous episodes about my dad basically being killed by medicine, just because he had Parkinson's diagnosis. So be careful. Do whatever you want, of course. But, you know, if you want to be high vibe forever, I would say don't take medications on the regular. I understand if you're like, you have an accident, you need to take some antibiotics just for the surgery or whatever. Hopefully not. I've been there. So it's like, okay, sometimes it's like inevitable. Some things that we can't plan. And who knows, I might have plastic surgery, who knows when. I always think, oh, I might have plastic surgery, you know, but you know what, I think I'm doing my facelift, my natural facelift, just by being cheerful and happy, you know. Let's see, high vibe definition. Let's get some order here, Monica. Breathe. Yes, because I could talk about so many things, but you know, I right now I don't have any desire to get any plastic surgery. I don't want to go to any clinic, no hospital, no medication. So I don't think I'm getting any of that. I'm doing my natural facelift and just a lift of everything, a lift of my skin. Everything is lifting, lifting, lifting as I lift my spirits. And I believe in that because we are energy. And that's a very interesting topic also. I'm writing it down for another episode. Here, oh gosh, oh no, I don't like this. This terrible high vibe definition, I don't like it. I was wrong about the high vibe. Oh, here it is. Yeah, because there's some ugly ones that I saw, but this one is the main one of the UrbanDictionary.com. It says, a naturally high state. This is high vibe. The state of joy. Thank you for the word. Yeah. The state of joy one achieves when a person persons, it doesn't have the apostrophe, but okay. When a person's actions and beliefs are aligned and all the pieces of their life have integrity and love at its core. The state of bliss experienced when at full health and as a result of being substance free. That is the point, my friends. Like, wow, this party is so high vibe. I haven't been hit on by even one drunk person. Okay, I don't drink any alcohol. I think I drank a beer the other day. I told you I was buffering maybe because I hadn't slept and I was doing things maybe kind of against my own will. Maybe not very boundary that week because it was maybe I was weak because W-E-A-K with my boundaries at that time. But anyway, and the last beer I had had, the last alcohol I had was in October. So it was like 7 months. If I have a beer every 7 months, it's no big deal, right? I'm not saying never ever drink, but there's so much evidence building that I would have to check out by Nutrition Facts that says that, yeah, let's say alcohol, it actually... oh, I don't like this picture of a poor, it's like Urban Dictionary. Okay, they fell. Okay, nobody. Yeah, I was kind of distracted by Urban Dictionary, like a gif of a, I think this is kind of a sheep in a barn falling, but it fell naturally. So, okay, I don't have to worry because I, you know, how I love animals and I advocate for their freedom. And it's like, let them be free, let them be happy. So yeah, high vibe. That also makes me high vibe to have my purpose, to have my values, to go by them, you know? So I love that. I love this definition. I recommend it. So this state of joy and bliss, and I love that it says full health, a result of being substance free. I mean, this defines, this is what I'm talking about. So why take any medications for high blood pressure when you could just go out and do some grounding and get that pressure down, when you could just, you know, really watch what you're eating. And that's my third tip, okay, which is super important, and I'm going to be talking much more about this soon, but I'll just tell you from the get-go. Number three is love your body so that you take it on walks and outdoors. You nourish it with the real foods. That's it. When you love your body so much, your body's your temple. You actually say, okay, let's go on a walk. Let's go outdoors. Let's eat real food. Because if you just give it, feed it. I wouldn't say that's feeding. Okay, it's feeding but not nourishing. You just give it junk food. Are you loving your body? Are you loving your gut? So microbiota nutrition goes a long way. It's like feed it papaya, feed it lentils. I made some homemade bread that hardly has any wheat flour, actually. I'm not saying wheat is bad, and that's one of the myths. It's gluten is not bad either for our gut. That's one of the myths. But I added a lot of rice flour and oat flour and flax flour that I made, and I just loved it. The bread, I just ate a lot of bread with lentils and papaya, and that was basically my food yesterday. I do a lot of intermittent fasting, and it's a way to love my body also, to not overload it. Yeah, sometimes I'll be hungry and I'm like, oh, I'll just eat this. That would be giving into my primal brain, but we're talking about our higher prefrontal cortex brain that is going to be telling us to do something that is in our highest good. Just like I said in tip number one, to recap, is like focus on good thoughts that are useful for you to feel good and actually raise your vibe.
Number two is to be medication free, no alcohol, no drugs, no smoking. And of course, I could also say no addictions of any kind, including porn and all those things, because pleasure is okay, but I mean, pleasure is pleasure. Who doesn't like pleasure? We all love pleasure, but pleasure for the heck of it is not something that's going to raise your vibe at all. You want to have an elevated vibe that is natural for you. And I really recommend to eat real foods, which is tip number three, and definitely, you know, move your body. And when you do all the things and you listen to me, you're going to be encouraged. That's my intention for you, is that you're going to be excited about looking at the sun and doing your sun gazing and your sunbathing and getting that vitamin D at noon, which is something that maybe nobody will tell you, because we've been taught the wrong things. We've been lied to, we've been deceived, and all the things that sometimes I'll tell you, maybe not so directly, because even where I'm recording, it has some rules that you can't say that this is good for that. And I'm very shocked at the censorship that we have. And I'm very grateful at the same time. It's like, I can be grateful for this platform, but we've got to watch it. We can't give our information to everyone. And I can't believe that we can't really give the whole truth, or we can't get the whole truth, because so many things are happening. But anyway, do your best, because the more you look at the sun, the more you're going to expand your pineal gland or epiphysis. It's like a rice-sized organ in the middle of your brain that is actually your third eye. And, you know, with all the junk food that we've eaten, we've calcified it. And, you know, they'll tell you not to look at the sun, but it's actually good for that third eye activation. So I recommend that. And I hope you have an amazing day. And I could go on, but I think you've got the tips to elevate your vibe and be high vibe. No need for any substance in order to feel good. That's basically it. Let me know what you'd like the most. And remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more, get physical, and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do love, what you do want, what you do desire, because that's really like the way to your dreams, the way to your best life and your destiny. And so important to take care of yourself, because you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Yay! Love and light, kisses and hugs. Till next time. Thank you.